Hi, I'm Chris. You're about to travel to a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Boy, something exciting is happening in Odyssey today. People from all over town have assembled in front of... Oh, it's a new sports store. And wait a minute, there he is, Lightning Livingston. Oh, come on, let's see if we can get a closer look.
Okay, look this way, Lightning. Smile. Terrific. One for the front page.
I can't believe it.
I know. Lightning Livingston opening a sports store in Odyssey.
I can't believe it.
I know.
Come on, kids. Come on. Give us a break, will you? Step back so we can get our pictures of Lightning.
Take it easy, Autumn. What did you say your name is?
Malone. Frank Malone with the Odyssey Times.
Okay, Malone. You'll get plenty of pictures. How you doing, kids?
Hi, Mr. Lightning.
Mr. Lightning? Boy, are all the kids in Odyssey this polite? What's your name?
Bruce. Bruce Wilkins.
Hi, Bruce. And who are you?
Me?
Yeah, you.
My name is,
It's Jimmy. Jimmy Barkley.
Yeah, Bimmy Jerkley.
That's okay, kids. Stick around. You'll get it eventually.
Another shot, Lightning.
Sure.
Let's get one in front of the shop sign, Lightning Sports Center. Great advertising for you. Come on, Bobby, come on, get your camera ready.
I'm ready, Malone, relax.
All right, how's this pose?
Great, great, you're terrific. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Well, keep them easy.
Now, isn't this an awfully small town to open a sports store in?
I wanted a small town. A small store for a small town.
Yeah, but why Odyssey? Why did you pick Odyssey to live in?
Well, I just happen to have a few friends who live here, and it seems like a nice, quiet town. That's what I'm looking for, some peace and quiet. That's what retirement's all about, right?
Yeah, now about this retirement, it was pretty quick, don't you think? I mean, you had a few more years of basketball left in you. Why did you retire so early?
Well, I just wanted to quit in my prime. No sense playing the game until you drop from old age, right? I just thought I had played enough.
Now, there were rumors about your retirement, rumors that you were...
Listen, I don't want to talk about my retirement anymore.
Okay, fine. Do you have any plans for basketball in Odyssey?
Yeah, maybe. I would like to do some workshops with the kids. That is, if the kids will let me. What do you say?
Yeah!
How about you, Bimmy Jarkley?
Sure, Thunder Lightning. I mean, Mr. Lightning.
Great. Well, we'll have to do that real soon.
Mr. Lightning?
Yes, son?
My name is Jimmy.
Come on, Mr. Whittaker.
I don't know what you're trying to find out, Mr. Malone. Seems to me you have all you need for a good newspaper article.
But you knew Lightning Livingston from your publishing days in Chicago. You were a big supporter of the team.
I was.
Did you have anything to do with his coming to Odyssey?
I can't answer that. He and I have discussed it over the last couple of years, but I'm sure he talked to a lot of different people about the best place to retire. How are you boys doing, all right? Need a refill?
I'd like some more water, please.
Could I have some more lemonade?
Coming right up. Have you two met Mr. Malone from the Odyssey Times? Mr. Malone, this is Bruce.
Hi.
And Jimmy Barkley, probably the greatest local expert on Lightning Livingston's career. You name the game, and he'll give you the statistics.
Yeah, we met at the store this morning. Now, you mentioned Lightning's retirement.
Did I?
What can you tell me about it?
What's to tell? He retired.
Yeah, but lots of people think it was a little early.
I suppose that's his business, don't you think?
The public wants to know.
Sounds like you want to know.
Come on, Whittaker, level with me. There are all kinds of rumors about why Lightning retired from basketball early.
Mr. Malone, even the kids around here know that spreading rumors is a bad thing. Right, kids?
That's what I've heard, Mr. Whittaker.
Give me a reaction, then. Do you know any truth to the rumor that Lightning retired early because of a drug problem?
What?
Drug problem?
That's the word, kid.
Who says? Lightning doesn't have a drug problem.
Jimmy.
He doesn't. It's a lie that the big town newspapers tell because they're stupid, that's why.
Jimmy, you know better than to behave like this.
But... Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
Apology accepted, kid. Really touched a nerve, didn't I?
Yeah.
I understand. I used to have heroes, too. You'll get over it. Now, Mr. Whittaker, about this,
Mr. Malone, I don't think I can help you with your story, and I have a lot of work to do.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Talk to you later.
Maybe.
I have to tell you, if there's a story behind Lightning's early retirement, I am going to find it.
Okay, Donnie, take it. That's it. Double back. Back. Throw it to Jeff. Good boy. Go, Jeff. Go. Lay it up. Yeah, good shooting. Come on in, boys. Not bad, boys. You really look good out there.
You showed us, Lightning. I never played a game like that before.
Well, you see how much better it is when you play as a team? Some of my best shots came because one of my teammates set me up. You don't ever want to be hot-dogging it out there, understand? It's not just you showing everybody how good you are. It's you being part of a team that works together. Got it?
Yeah, yeah, got whatever you say.
Good. Now, last one to wit sands a rotten egg. Let's go.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go.
Mr.
Lightning?
What are you doing, Jimmy? You don't want to be a rotten egg, do you?
No, I just wanted to say that I think you're the greatest.
Thanks, Jimmy, but listen, really, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, now listen to me. I've been doing a lot of thinking about this lately, and you know what I've been thinking?
What?
I've been thinking that I'm not the greatest. Anybody who says they're the greatest is lying, except one person. That's God.
Yeah, well, I meant besides him.
There's no such thing as besides him.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but you're still the... What can I say besides the greatest?
Well, how about you're an all right dude?
It's not the same.
Well, I'll take it, though.
Okay, you're an all right dude.
Good enough. Now let's go before we're both rotten eggs.
And then we raced to Wits End and I won!
He let you in.
No, well, yeah, I guess he did. But it was fun. Then we went over to his house and he showed me some videos of his basketball games.
You actually went to his house?
Yeah, and he drove me home and even met my parents. He's a really neat guy.
A really neat guy.
Boy, I wonder who Jimmy's talking about.
The same guy he's always talking about.
And who's that?
Lightning Livingston. Get lost, Howard. Aren't you supposed to be back before the zoo closes?
I'd rather hang around a zoo than a druggie.
Be quiet. You don't know what you're talking about.
Ooh, Jimmy gets hot when you pick on his hero.
Come on, Bruce. Let's go.
What's the matter, Jimmy? Can't stand to face the truth about old Lightning?
It's not the truth. You're talking stupid.
Why don't you just face it? He's a drug addict. That's why he retired early. He's a druggie.
Shut up, Howard!
Hey! Stop it! Jimmy! Howard! Break it up! What's going on here?
It wasn't my fault. He started it.
I did not! You called Lightning a druggie!
That's because he is. Everyone knows it.
It's a lie! He's not! He's not!
Yeah, well, if he's so great, why don't you go ask him? He won't lie to you since you're best buddies now, right?
I will! You'll see! You'll see!
Jimmy! Wait! You know, Howard, there's dumb and there's real dumb. That was real dumb.
Hello. Welcome to Lightning Sports Center. May I help? Oh, it's you. How are you, Jimmy?
Okay, I guess. I'm looking for Lightning.
Well, let's see. He was here a minute ago talking to Mr. Whitaker, I think.
Mr. Whitaker's here?
Yeah. They're probably in the back.
I'll go, if it's all right. I have something kind of personal I want to talk to him about.
Oh, okay. I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
Thanks.
Lightning Sports Center, may I help you? Bowling shoes? Oh, sure. Yeah, we've got a full selection. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right, yeah.
I've stayed clean. Why do they always have to...
Jimmy.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. Hi, Lightning. I wasn't eavesdropping. Honest.
What happened to you? You look a little messed up.
I kind of got in a fight.
Kind of?
More than kind of, I guess.
Well, that's not like you, Jimmy. What were you fighting about?
Howard Willoughby said... Well, he said that...
Come on, Jimmy. You can say it.
He said that you had to retire from basketball because you're a drug addict.
Jimmy.
And he said that I should ask you whether it's true or not because you wouldn't lie to me.
Jimmy, I don't think it's...
Mr. Whitaker, please. Jimmy, I won't lie to you. Ask me anything.
You didn't take drugs, did you?
Yes, Jimmy, I did.
No!
I made a terrible mistake.
No, you didn't! You couldn't have! You're Lightning Livingston, the world's greatest basketball player! You didn't! You didn't! I don't believe you!
Jimmy! Oh, boy, this is gonna be tough.
And it's gonna be a lot worse after the paper comes out tomorrow.
Will Jimmy recover from this heartbreaking news? We'll find out when Adventures in Odyssey continues right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Lightning Livingston's early retirement, the untold story. You know, Connie, I might just have to cancel my subscription to the Odyssey Times because of this. I can't believe they printed it.
Wow. Do you think it's really true? I mean, it says he was heavily involved in drugs all through his last year on the team.
Well, true or not true, I don't know what difference it makes. I don't believe it's anybody's business but Lightning's and God's. It's certainly not something that needed to be printed in the paper.
Yeah, but now I'm a little confused. I mean, isn't he the one everyone said was the All-American?
No.
You know, he got his face on cereal boxes, and everybody said he was one of the big sports heroes of the decade and all that. I thought he was one of the good guys.
He was, but, you know, even good guys make mistakes, Connie. They can fall under the wrong influences just like anybody else. Only, it gets more publicity when it happens to be a star.
I think the whole thing is incredible. Uh-oh, better be quiet. Here comes Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. Hi, Connie.
Hi, Jimmy. How you doing?
Okay, I guess.
No big fights today, huh?
No, not today. I left some of my school books here last night.
Oh, they're right here, Jimmy.
Thanks. I'm sorry about the fight, Connie. I shouldn't have done it.
Well, that's okay.
Thanks. Now I gotta see who's next on the list.
The list?
Yeah, I have a list of people I have to say I'm sorry to. Let's see. I apologized to Howard already, and now Connie. And I owe you an apology too, Mr. Whitaker. I'm sorry for shouting like I did.
Apology accepted. What about Lightning? I don't see him on your list.
Why should I apologize to him?
Well, because of the way you stormed out of his store last night.
Yeah, well, I figure we're even.
Even?
Yeah. All my friends said he was a drug addict, and I stood up for him. I believed in him, Mr. Whitaker. Now I feel like a jerk. I'll never believe in anybody again.
Oh, now, Jimmy, I don't know if that's the right attitude to have.
It doesn't matter. After reading that newspaper article, my parents aren't so sure I should see him again.
Really?
They think he'll be a bad influence on me. Look, I gotta go now. I gotta finish this list. See you later.
Jimmy, I really think you should reconsider about apologizing to Lightning, even if it's in a note. You know, there's a lot more to this than what the newspaper said.
Yeah, maybe. Bye.
That's kind of sad.
Yes, it is. You know, I wonder if... Wait, Connie. Wait. Turn up that radio, will you please?
They were wrong. I let basketball go to my head. The fame, the money, the attention. That's one reason why I retired. I would like to say, though, that I'm on the road to recovery. My friends here in Odyssey have been very kind and supportive. But more than that, I owe everything to Jesus Christ. I wouldn't have made it this far if it weren't for him. As far as I'm concerned, that whole drug thing is a closed chapter in my life. Well, that's all I have to say.
Live from City Hall, that was Lightning Livingston, the famous basketball player who just...
Good for you, Lightning. That took a lot of courage. I only wish Jimmy had heard.
Yeah.
Jimmy, is that you?
Hi, Dad.
Hey, where you been? We've been waiting for you.
Wandering around. Why?
There's somebody here to see you.
Who?
Lightning Livingston. He's right there in the living room.
What?
Yeah. Well, we've had a long talk with him, and your mother and I think it's all right.
But... I don't want to.
Go on, son. It can't hurt anything. You know, he didn't have to come here to talk to you. Go on. Go on.
And the Pacers defeated the Mavericks 121.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hello.
How you doing?
Okay.
You kind of left me in the dust last night.
Yeah, Mr. Whitaker said I should apologize to you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I understand. Now look, Jimmy, this is tough for me. Did you hear me on the radio?
No.
Oh, well, I want to explain some of this to you.
I don't want you to.
Well, whether you do or not, I have to. You need to hear me out on this one. You can't go running out of the room this time. Promise?
Yeah, I promise.
Now, you know, I just became a Christian a little while ago.
Yeah, I heard.
I've been reading my Bible a lot since then. Do you read the Bible?
Yeah.
I never read it much when I was growing up. And, you know, I kind of like those Old Testament guys. Abraham, Moses, David, and Isaiah. They were something else, weren't they?
Yeah.
They're kind of like heroes to me, because they talked to God and did things for him. I mean, I kept thinking while I was reading that I'd like to be like them. But then I kept reading, and you know what?
What?
I started reading about these mistakes they made. They all botched it up. Abraham lied. Moses disobeyed. David committed adultery and murder. I was really disappointed. I thought they were perfect. They weren't. But since you're an old pro at reading the Bible, you probably knew that already.
Yeah.
They were people like you and me. They were just guys that God used. But they still made some big mistakes. Jimmy?
Hmm?
I was just a basketball player. Maybe I did it okay, but there are more important things than being good at basketball. I learned that the hard way, and I made some big mistakes while doing it. Drugs were part of that mistake. I was wrong. It was stupid to take drugs. It's stupid for anybody to take drugs. But now I know. I realized that all I ever needed was Jesus Christ. I could be the greatest basketball player of all time, but it doesn't mean anything without Jesus Christ. And you know what else?
What?
I realized that people are people. Sooner or later, they'll let me down. But I've also realized the only hero I ever need to have is Jesus Christ. He's the only one who will never let me down. I let you down, Jimmy. I let a lot of people down, and I'm very sorry for that. So I want to ask you if you'll forgive me. Will you?
Yeah, I guess so.
You guess so? You gotta do better than that, or I'm gonna be a miserable man.
Okay, I forgive you.
Thanks. Friends again, right? Not a hero, just your friend.
Friends, Mr. Lightning.
Now, you can cool it with the Mr. Lightning stuff. Call me by my first name.
I don't know your first name. Nobody does.
Nobody but my closest friends. You want to know what it is?
Yeah.
Melvin.
Melvin?
That's my name.
Melvin?
Watch what you say about my name, Bimmy Jarkley.
Okay, Melvin.
Come on, Jimmy. Let's go shoot some hoops.
Whether it's a sports legend, movie star, or even someone nearby who you consider a hero, it hurts a lot when you find out they're not as perfect as you thought. But it's like Lightning Livingston said on today's adventure, the only perfect person to look up to and worship is Jesus. He's the only one who will never let us down. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 26 says, Jesus is holy, blameless, and pure. And both Peter and John wrote in their letters that Jesus was without sin. You can trust him, put your faith in him, worship him, and even give him your life. He will never let you down. Adventures and Odysseys, a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us again next time for Adventures and Odysseys.